What's up, you filthy flapjacks? My name is Wes Mullenberg, and you're listening to the Ear Coffee Podcast. For today's episode, I got to talk to Lapdogs. The band has been building hype over the last year with standout songs like Green and their gloriously intense live shows. We talked about the band's forthcoming debut album, their chaotic creative process, and more. Here's my interview with Oliver and Aaron of Lapdogs on the Ear Coffee Podcast. Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Ear Coffee Podcast. My name is Wes. On this morning, I am joined by two-thirds of Lapdogs. How are you two doing this morning?
Pretty good.
Yeah, doing well.
Sweet. Go around the semicircle, I guess, and introduce yourself. What is your role in the Lapdogs universe?
I'm Oliver. I play bass and I sing in Lapdogs.
I'm Aaron, and I play guitar in Lapdogs, and I do a little bit of production and recording as well.
Ooh, okay. You got to include that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very relevant.
That's the asterisk.
I usually like to start the interviews kind of chronologically and sure. Just get an idea of each of your relationships with music as a whole. Do you remember, like, what your first really distinct kind of connection with music was? Because, like, sometimes it's like, oh, someone's parent, like your parents always played like this one record, or like you heard this one song when you were like 13 and like that kind of blew your mind. Do either of you have anything like that where you really just kind of first connected with music on a non-passive level, I guess?
I feel like I grew up listening to the Beatles a lot. Yep. My parents started me on the Beatles.
I always hope that's going to be someone's answer.
Yeah, that's every indie kid's story pretty much, but I think that's where it started. I also have a distinct memory of playing GarageBand,
like the game?
Guitar Hero.
That's the one. Yep. I remember playing Guitar Hero and getting really inspired. So, I don't know.
Playing Sweet Child of Mine on Expert, like, I could do this.
Yeah.
I would say my dad listened to a lot of music when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. It was like a huge range of stuff, like 90s alt music, like a lot of like Radiohead and weird like southern-ish bands.
Okay.
And like lots of world music as well, but we had a piano in our house. I didn't play piano yet, but I would always like sit and kind of dink along and like try and just use my ear as like a little 4 or 5 year old or whatever to play along with the songs, and that kind of just got me into it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What made you actually want to perform music and write your own music? Because there's an additional like leap that you have to take going from just like being a really big fan of music, just enjoying music, because diminish it, everyone loves music, but it's a whole nother thing to say I want to make my own and then go out and do it. Was it like, were you guys making music before Lapdogs, before like when you were younger?
Yeah, for sure.
Bunch of
my parents had me on piano and violin when I was pretty young.
Okay.
So I started out with classical music. Yep. And that wasn't so much fun. So I started learning guitar and bass and stuff. I ended up being in some bands in middle school and high school. I was really into metal. I was in a metal band and stuff.
Good.
And then I came to college and, I don't know, had to get another project started. So ended up being Lapdogs. Yeah. We've just been taking.
You're going to have a metal side project at some point? Like a one-man black metal band?
Yeah. Maybe we'll see. Yeah. I don't know if it was like really a conscious thing, like I'm gonna write and play music. Maybe it was, but it was so long ago I don't remember why I really took this path in life, because it's not the easy path, you know. Yeah,
took the path less traveled or whatever. Get all poetical about
it. Though, I played a lot in high school in a bunch of different projects. Played bass in like a couple of jazz bands and like funk
Sick.
Sort of projects. Played guitar and sung in like this like stoner rock kind of group. I did guitar and like synths for like a live hip hop act.
Camp Friends.
Camp Friends with another band. I was just like kind of doing a bunch of shit in high school. Playing a bunch of different instruments and whatnot.
So yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
And now here we are with Lapdogs. How did you two get together with your the third member, the drummer, Kaz?
We've played with a couple different drummers at this point.
Okay. So you're the core two. Okay.
Yeah.
How did you two get together and decide to form the band?
We have a mutual friend, Will, who knew that we both had played music and pretty much just got us together at my freshman year roommate's Ryan, he had a jam space, so we'd like go over this jam space in North Minneapolis and
in an acrylic fabrication plant.
It was
like the upstairs of somewhere.
Yeah,
it was cool.
It was really ill.
I remember not having like any friends freshman year of college, so like I rolled up to this jam space and I was like, man, I hope these guys are cool. They think I'm cool.
Yeah,
and here we are now. I live with all of them.
It
worked out pretty well.
How did you come to be with your current drummer who is not presently with us? Do you have a consistent drummer even, or is it still kind of a rotation?
You know, there's just...
There's a lot
going on. Oh, yeah. I'm not saying like, why have you fired every drummer? We're not interested.
Drummers come, drummers go.
Okay.
I don't know. We're playing with a guy named Gunner right now.
From like Mr. West.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
right. Like every band.
He's the drummer who drums for every
band.
He hits all the drums.
He's ill.
Really amazing. We didn't have to teach him anything about our music. Like even all the songs that we haven't released, he just knew them already because he's the homie. And
yeah.
We were like, well, all right. Yeah.
So that makes it easy.
Yeah. No, Gunner's sick. Shout out to Gunner.
Yeah.
Shout out to Gunner.
So. And you started together in this practice space in the middle of 2018 or so, like 2018.
2018. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And then played together for a while.
And your first
single came out in 2019, November.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Must be.
November 2018. Ever done the wrong day?
Yeah,
it was 2018.
Mm-hmm. So freshman year after we started. Like jamming a little bit, we were writing songs and playing with another drummer named John. Shout out John.
John's
super cool. But we didn't really play anywhere or anything. Like, and then I went home for the summer, and then coming back, I'd say is when like Lapdogs really kind of started. You know, that's when officially. We came up with the name. We were like, let's call it Lapdogs, and like write songs and play shows. So
How did you come together with Green? Because that was like the first song. I don't want to say it's like the most enduring single, but it's just like, I don't know. It's just like it top whatever. It's also been out the longest, but like it pops off at shows and stuff.
Did we write that in my dorm room?
I remember I wrote that bass line because I was trying to like learn this thing on the, like this slap technique on the bass, which I never ended up using in the song, but in trying to learn it, I wrote that bass line, and then
and then we were like, hey, let's take off 16th note.
Make
it stupid.
And we recorded that with John on the drums. Like we were trying to make an EP, but it all just sounded like shit except for that one
song we salvaged.
So we were like, hey, we'll put out one song.
Did any of the other songs like end up on like either taking it slower on the new album, or still
I think Cookie
orbiting.
I think Cookie
we might have recorded, but
we tried to record an earlier version of and maybe So Long or something, but
there were a couple others that just didn't materialize.
Don't have like the exact notes, doesn't
I'd be curious to find those and listen to them just see what.
So then the band obviously continued for a year with Taking It Slow. Was that like a release? Is like I feel like it was marketed as like almost demos or something.
Yeah,
and
it wasn't initially
like on streaming services. Or anything. I think it's only on Spotify.
It was kind of stuff.
It was only on SoundCloud.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
we lack a lot of professionalism, I would say, in our approach to this band, which is you know, kind of a pro and a con in some aspects.
It's definitely like a learning experience.
Yeah. I mean, like we're just kind of throwing shit at the wall and. What sticks, you know? Yeah. It's kind
of
cool.
We recorded most of that EP in my room.
Yeah.
We lived
in
Dinkytown, kind of, up in Como.
Okay.
And we recorded most of the album in my room, just direct into Logic Pro. So, you know, just figuring it out as we go. And
yeah. I feel like I heard something, I think, from Sam, who plays in Floodwater Angel and National Park Service, that... You two had like a weird, like a unique recording experience for that? Like, I feel like I've heard something about Stairwell. Am I completely making that up?
Oh, we definitely tracked all the vocals in my stairwell up to my room. It had like a really nice reverb in there. So.
Okay. It was just
a
stair.
We had a separate mic for the reverb.
Oh, know? Yeah.
At the bottom of the stairs.
Real fancy.
Yeah, I know. I was up at the top of the stairs. I was like,
okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. The way he framed it made it seem like you were like cramming everything in the stairwell, like some like Led Zeppelin. like
load the drum kit in.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Just that makes a little bit more sense. I'm glad that was clarified. I know you've already mentioned like being pretty loose with the approach, but do you have any like specific approach for how you make songs? And like, is there? It doesn't have to be like obviously like a formulaic, like just right. Lapdog Song Factory or something. But like,
it's like either one of us comes up with a riff usually.
Yeah, it's just a riff,
and we just like play it a lot, build off of it.
Mm-hmm. It's like building and using blocks and.
Yeah,
debating with each other about certain parts and like certain ways, and
so a little more collaborative.
Yeah, it's very collaborative when we write a song as Lapdogs.
Yeah, and sounds like lyrics are kind of last thing to come, or
usually.
Okay,
yeah. I mean, we'll write a song and we'll be like, "All right, let's play that at our next show," and then we'll roll up to the next show, and I'll be like, "I haven't written a single word to this song." That's okay.
Sure.
We make a lot of it up. Well, I make a lot of it up sort of on the spot. And mm-hmm. It's different every time. Until we record it, I usually don't have any words for it. Which is why we're taking so long on this album, because I have to write words for like words, 10 new songs.
Yeah. Okay. I was also going to ask about that, because when we first talked, it was like, yeah, I got the album out for like spring break, which I think is now. I don't know exactly when your spring breaks are, but I think it's about now.
It is exactly
now. Yeah. Like middle of March. Mm-hmm. But yeah, obviously there's not like a, I'm not trying to shame you too much.
I could use some motivation.
Yeah. I was a little, when I asked like, hey, if you have any demos or anything, like send those to us. I was definitely like, oh, it's one song. Cool. Okay. with that song, it's a little, I don't know, it's a little slower than some of the other stuff you guys have played, or at least released. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of an indication like the album is going to be more kind of across the spectrum of just what you guys want to do, instead of just kind of being one vibe, like one kind of type, not one type of song, but
I feel like that's probably one of the slow songs.
Yeah, it's one of the slower ones.
There's sure some
that we sent you.
It's a little bit more dynamic than our EP.
I'd say there's more.
Yeah, because I listened back. I'm like, these are all kind of one tempo,
right?
Precept, and then Hold Your Horses a little slow. Can I say the title?
That one's a different feel for sure. But I think on the album we've got like a good range of feels and tempos and different song kind of things, so
Was that like a deliberate decision, like you've kind of been as a band for longer now and like gelling even more continuously? And like,
I mean, I guess when we write songs, we try and like not write the same song twice.
Well, yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah, so just in a matter,
use the same riff for every song.
Uh-huh. And then with the album, we're just like trying to kind of record and catalog everything.
It's our 10 favorites, probably. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
it's just the ones
that
like
we stick around and that, you know, people seem to enjoy when we play. So
You kind of like put them through the ringer, so to speak.
Yeah.
Like kind of played them live. Like these are the ones that we still like, that people still seem to respond to.
Mm-hmm.
And the other, I guess, you can answer this, but I think the only song that will presumably be on the album that is actually out is the bathroom video for Jade. Is that an album track?
That's a hidden album
track. Yeah, that'll be on the album.
Okay.
It's a little bit different than we play it in that.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the duo, the acoustic setup.
Sure.
Right.
why do that instead of like just kind of, hey, we're still alive, just doing something fun.
It was fun.
We were just messing around.
We
liked the sound of our bathroom, so we recorded a couple of
cute.
More bands should do that, just bathroom demos. I'm guessing you'll probably both have different answers for this, but what were your kind of key inspirations, like both as like an individual coming up with your own parts of the songs and something like you would bring to the table, like, hey, I want to do something that will be like this, or that reminds people of this maybe, and turning it into like the Lapdogs version of that, like, in without,
yeah
not like what what, who should we rip off? That's not not what I'm asking.
Well, I feel like I'm pretty inspired by like local bands, by the scene and stuff.
Yeah,
that's what really definitely gets me excited and makes me think of new stuff.
Lights the fire under your ass.
Yeah, more so than any of the stuff I listened to in middle or high school.
It's, yeah, I mean, that's the music I consume live the most, and like live music is always so like impactful.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah, local bands get me going. You know?
Yeah. Yeah,
I will say Green Day too. Green Day, since I was in
the new stuff, especially very
well. Everything I do is for Billy Joe Armstrong.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, that's what Green is about.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, there's like, yeah, in a silent day after that.
In parentheses, Day.
You have to come up with a different second song called Day, mm-hmm. and then like sequence that in the album, yep. so people are like, oh, what?
It's very meta. It's like, you know, long orchestrated meaningful thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know, for sure, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Since I'm guessing you haven't recorded a lot of it, if and like any of it at all outside of like demos, but what is your recording process looking like for the new stuff as you continue to work on it and get it ready for whenever it's ready? Don't want to put a date on it.
Yeah, so we got some stuff recorded. Okay. We had some great help recording at IPR, so we got a couple drum sessions at IPR, which was really nice.
That's
And the rest we've been doing at our house, so we're just chipping away at it. We've got a couple songs mostly tracked, but I'd say we're...
We have like most of the instrumental stuff figured out.
So now we're just working on vocals and mixing and mastering and stuff.
Yeah. Are you mixing and mastering the stuff yourselves or...
Yeah.
Okay. Respect that. You know, like some bands, like, no, we got to send the mixing, the mastering to somebody else. Like, send it to somebody.
Well, that would be a smart thing to do. Doing it yourself is the cheap thing to do.
It's cheaper and it's more challenging. I don't know. You learn a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sure. What are you hoping to, I guess, accomplish with the album? It doesn't have to be like some lofty goal or anything. Just like put out the songs that you love. Just back a little bit. I don't know.
I'm just excited to release an album. I've been involved in like a lot of musical projects, but I've never released an album. Mm-hmm. So that's just cool. That's just a cool thing for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this will also be my first like full-length album to put out. So I just want it to sound how it sounds in my head.
Right. You know
what I mean? That's the hardest part. Is.
Yeah. May I ask what the album is called? If you want to share.
I haven't decided yet.
We don't know.
You don't know?
I'm still thinking about it.
That's the best answer. No, we can't tell you.
We do a lot of crossing bridges when they come.
Yeah.
But, you know, not a whole lot of planning ahead and foresight.
Yeah. Cool.
We lack that.
Yeah. When you perform acoustically as like the duo, because... I've only seen that setup once. That I saw part of the set at Kitty Cat Club a while ago, and then the Jade video obviously is that setup. But how did you kind of decide, like, oh yeah, we can do this? This is something we want to do, where we want to be able to figure out these songs on just two acoustic guitars instead of the full trio. Was another kind of as you were presented with the situation and just kind of last minute.
Pretty much.
It was more like solving a problem than like trying to really meet an artistic goal. It was like,
we have gigs and we don't have a drummer.
And our drummer is unavailable for those unexpectedly.
But I don't know. It's fun. I really enjoy doing it just the duo. And
it's a different take. It's kind of funny. Yeah. I mean, usually it's all so loud and fast and it's like interesting to play the same thing. But
toned down.
Yeah. Not loud and fast.
Yeah. Was the set with Early Eyes at, I think, Amsterdam, was that gonna... I don't know if that's been canceled or not, but was that gonna be acoustic or the full trio?
That would have been a full trio. Did get postponed. We got an email yesterday.
Yeah.
But we'll keep you tuned.
We'll figure it out. Everything's been...
it's kind of crazy.
At least y'all weren't trying to go like South By or anything. Just pouring out for all the South By Southwest fans.
For real. Rest in peace.
Yeah. Well, that those were kind of all my main questions for the album, but you guys, like I said, you're figuring out as it comes.
We're gonna do a lot of that.
So I guess people should just get excited anyways. But I always close the interviews by asking, what are some favorite just recent releases, especially local, but doesn't have to be local. And I think that's especially pertinent because you mentioned that like the other bands in the scene are kind of one of the main like inspirations, one of like the main motivators for each of you as Lapdogs. So just shout out the homies. I don't know.
The recent releases.
Why Not's killing it.
Yeah, Why Not, as always.
Bugsy.
I like the two most recent Harper's Jar songs.
Oh, yeah.
Those are super sick.
So good.
Yeah. Shit. I'm trying to think.
If you need to like pull out your Spotify or anything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shout out Connie. Milo's blowing the fuck up. Milo's killing it.
Yeah, I love those guys.
Shout out everybody.
Yeah, someone was here like a week or so, a couple weeks ago, and they're like, I feel like I shouldn't name anybody because I'll leave someone out.
Right. Exactly. Like, yeah.
That's not the point, but yeah.
Uh-huh. That's just who I've been listening to.
That's how it is sometimes. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Uh-huh.
Well, sick. That was easy out. Yeah, I don't know. That was good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Cool.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, cool.
Absolutely. The Ear Coffee Podcast is a companion to the blog of the same name. If you like this episode, please leave us a rate and review so we can stand out among the other music podcasts. You can follow us at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @EarCoffee. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.